Welcome to the Palms and Paws Plus podcast. This is Greta Rose, and I am sneaking in to do a top secret introduction that my beautiful co-host, Dr. Kevin McEvely, has no idea I'm making. So here's the deal. This is the month of May, and it may be my very favorite episode ever because we're celebrating none other than pet mamas. Pet Papas, I promise we're going to get to you in the month of June. Promise, promise. But this month, it's all about Mother's Day and pet moms. And what better way to celebrate this than bringing on the one and only, none other than Dr. Kevin McEvely's own mother? That's right. And so before we started the quote unquote official recording, I asked her a couple of questions about the young Dr. Kevin. And her answers were so heart-bursting, and they just melted my face, and I have to share them with you. So here's what she had to say about the young Dr. Kevin.
Kevin's been the greatest experience of my whole entire life. I feel so very fortunate to have him as my son. The day that I had Kevin, I've never seen more flowers and more people in a room after Kevin's birth in my whole life. We were just surrounded by flowers, people that were in his path since day one. They're still around now. We've got a 91-year-old grandma who like prides herself on being Kevin's grandma. You know, that she and her husband Dale, who passed away like 5 years ago, they had a ranch that we went to quite frequently. I mean, Kevin was on a horse the first time when he was 3 months old. I had a front pack on me, and we weren't like galloping or anything like that, but he's been around animals his whole life. As he grew up in years, like 3, 4, and 5, as soon as we would get there, we would all bring our dogs with us. The dogs, Kevin would be sitting by the fireplace, especially if it was a cold night, and the dogs would circle around him. And it's just the same way that he always is with dogs and cats and horses, even. And by the time he was 7, he was riding a retired racehorse around the ranch and just hauling bananas. And I hear this thundering of hooves, you know? And I'm like, who is running the horses that fast coming into the corral? And I look around and it's my son.
Okay, so we've got an incredible show for you, and I'm going to sneak back out and we're going to let Dr. Kevin think that he's doing the quote unquote official welcome. We've got a great show. We're going to be interviewing Vanderpump Dogs, a local organization that's doing extraordinary work rescuing dogs, and they brought Dr. Kevin in to do a pretty phenomenal rescue for 13-year-old Delilah. You're going to hear her story. Every pet deserves a pet mom and dad. And then we're also going to talk to a cool company, Fresh Patch. They're also based in California and they're doing some great work. They donate product to organizations like Vanderpump Dogs, Wags and Walks, other organizations. They're also offering an exclusive offer to our members, to you. So, over the course of the next several months, you're going to see more and more and more great offers in Palms and Paws Plus. These are companies that we seek out, that we vet, they're all vet approved, that we think you are going to love. So, we want to make sure that you jump into the shop section of the lounge and check out all the goodies. More and more and more and more to come. Okay. So with that, I'm going on and on and on. We are going to sneak out and we're going to let Dr. Kevin think that he's officially starting the show.
Welcome to the Palms and Paws latest edition. This is Dr. Kevin McEvely, joined as always by Greta Rose. Greta Rose, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. This may be my very favorite episode of all.
Why?
What could be better than celebrating pet moms?
I couldn't agree more. And I'll be honest, I'm excited for my own reasons. We've got a very special guest that is one of my closest friends, and we're celebrating pet mamas out there, but it wouldn't have felt right if we didn't have my mom join us on the podcast. Mom, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. I'm so happy to be here with you and Greta Rose today. Thank you so much for including me.
Did you think that when you had a son, that one day it would end up with you being on a podcast like this?
This is the farthest thing from what I thought back then, so I did not.
Ma,
I'm so excited.
I think from an early age, my love of animals was definitely cultivated and supported. I don't know many moms out there that would be so happy to not only have dogs and cats, but support me rescuing a bird that I find on the sidewalk, catch snakes, lizards. I just I'm so grateful that, we had a home that was just filled with like excitement and adventure because we never knew what we were going to find on a trail or just when we were walking home.
I've got so many questions. Are you ready? Are you ready? Can I just call you Mama Dr. Kevin?
You can call me whatever you like, Greta Rose, as long as it's nice.
I would love to know what Kevin's first pet was, if you can think of it, what his very, very first pet was.
I can't answer that question.
You cannot.
No. I find I would it would make people sad.
Aw.
Yeah, we had a cat named Tigger.
But that's, I mean, is there a tragic ending to this?
Yes, Tigger's out. Maybe you would talk about
Oh.
no, Thumper. Less tragic.
Still tragic.
We don't have to get to
I
Don't you
mean,
remember
Aunt Kathy brought home another rabbit for you?
oh
And
my
she told
God,
you
did
it
you?
went on a diet? I was in Chicago, I think, at the time.
Oh my God.
I can't believe that wasn't Thumper.
Are you just finding out now, Dr. Kevin, that that was not it? Like, are we breaking some news to you?
Breaking news. Way to save it for the podcast, Mom. My gosh.
Wait, what?
I'm
Oh,
just kidding. No, I had my suspicions even as a 4-year-old.
no.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Small animals, our pets, those are the first animals that actually teach us about life and how precious it is. And losing an animal at an early age, it really helps, for most kids define, the idea of life and death. And so I was grateful to not have to learn that lesson with Thumper. It came later on with another dog. But yeah, it still makes me laugh thinking about that, Ma.
What was Dr. Kevin's first happy pet in his life?
I would say our dog Lassie. He got to name her, and she was the sweetest thing, beautiful golden retriever. And she was a great dog, and Kevin was a great doggy owner and a proud doggy owner from the get-go.
My mom kind of summed it up, but I chose this when I was 7 years old, and I never changed my mind. So grateful and grateful for you, Ma, for always just nurturing that side of me. I feel like you believed in me so much that you made it possible. And I'm so grateful for that. I think if I decided I wanted to be an astronaut or a professional runner, like it would have happened just because of your sheer belief. I feel like you just like almost willed it to happen, and that's such a powerful thing. And I think I think it's something that'll stay with me forever, just that belief that I could accomplish anything or be anything. Yeah, just so grateful. Love you, Ma. You are getting a blue ribbon from me as a mom. Okay.
We have a really special guest that we're going to speak with here shortly.
I have heard a bit about the story of Delilah. She's very sweet and cute.
Oh my goodness. Delilah is 12 years old, and we're going to share a little bit more about this dear sweet dog that was rescued by Vanderpump Dogs in the theme of Every Pet Deserves a Pet Mom. We're going to hear their story.
So I'm Brittany. It's such a small team here that adoptions and everything in between, running to vet appointments and stuff. It's an all hands on deck thing. So even though my title may be events manager and marketing, it's definitely just dog lover and whatever is needed to be done. And Vanderpump Dog itself was founded back in like 2016. And we were built off of not even just domestic relationships, but international fronts as well. And overall, the best way to describe it is we just want to be here to create a better world for dogs.
I got to check out the facility, Greta Rose. It's pretty amazing. And yeah, in the short time that I was there, not only did we meet Delilah, but I also got to see everybody was seemed cross-trained. You know, everybody was versatile, running around, carrying dogs, introducing prospective adopters with the animals that are bouncing off the walls in their cute little enclosures.
Brittany, how did you guys first hear about Delilah?
So Delilah herself was kind of a lucky accident, if we can say. We were actually headed, Delilah came from the Long Beach Harbor Shelter, and we were actually headed down there to get a dog named Toto, who a lot of the volunteers will reach out to us, or the shelters themselves will just send out large emails like, hey, 911, SOS, we have some medical cases that need help. So when we saw Toto, who was a pretty blind and just the shelter was not a great environment for him, we went down as quickly as we could, and while we were waiting for Toto to get processed and figured out, we were just moseying through the kennels, and we came upon Delilah, and she was just the sweetest thing. Like, it's hard, so hard to say. Like, she was literally and figuratively jumping into your arms trying to get through those kennel doors, but at the same time, you could tell she was blind. She was so matted, and like, you could smell her from, I'm not kidding, probably 20 feet away. Like, this
Wow.
poor girl had obviously been through a bunch. So once we saw her, we were like, you're coming with us. We are not leaving without you. And so she and Toto took the drive back up from Long Beach, and that's how we got our sweet little Delilah.
Yeah, well, I've got great news. We actually just got the results of those masses we sent out, and they're all benign. So, yeah, this is like a huge win. So thrilled and grateful that she's doing so great.
I'm just imagining, I mean, you're saying like how much energy she has. Can you imagine? She's 12 years old. She's had to exist with these teeth and these masses, and now she's suddenly free from all of that. She has a place where she's safe and she's loved by the Vanderpump Dogs community. She's got to be feeling so good.
Oh yeah, I think she's some of those dogs too. Like, they just, I think, get a appreciation for life. Which this is also, I was looking at her paperwork. Crazy to say, she's actually 13, not 12. I was
Wow.
mistaken on seeing her as 12. She was an owner surrender to the shelter, from what we gathered. They sometimes give you notes and sometimes don't. But the highlighting thing that always stuck out about her thing is, they literally said she was tethered most of her life outdoors in the backyard. So I don't think this dog, like, ever went inside or had that kind of affection. So I think now the jumping and the joy comes from the fact that she never got to do that. Who knows if it was all 13 years of her life or a part of it, or we'll never know. But obviously, she spent most of her time outside. So I think now she's just having that freedom of not being attached to something and having all of these things, literally the weight lifted off of her chest, her mouth, and everything in between. She's just finally enjoying life. And that is. It's really exciting and sad, but more so exciting to see that she's able to appreciate the finer things at 13 years old.
She is making up for lost time.
Her golden ears are going to bring so much gold to whomever takes her. And there's a dog for everyone. And someone will be see her and then just like probably instantly fall in love, because how can you not? But you can just tell when someone's meant to be with someone. So her dog mom or dad will definitely just be head over heels for her, as long as. I mean, the way she's acting, I think she's got another 13 in her. Who knows? She could.
Thank you so much, Brittany. You're awesome.
Thank
Appreciate you joining us.
We appreciate you more than you guys know. I mean, the surgery wouldn't have happened without you. So Delilah thanks you, and we thank you as well.
Okay, what struck me about Delilah, I mentioned this in our Instagram post, but after extractions, after big surgery like this, most of these dogs want to rest. They just want to recover. And the fact that this dog's tail was wagging so soon after surgery and she wanted to eat that night, it just shows her spirit shining through. She had such a tough life up until this point. And to see her thriving that soon after surgery, We kept her overnight to make sure she was as comfortable as possible. And then the following morning, same thing, jumping up and down, which I'm trying to discourage because she just had surgery the day before. Her tail wagging like a little propeller. If it wagged any more, she would have taken flight. And this dog was just so happy. And so she's really special. It's so easy to see, why we fell in love with her. And we can't wait for her to find her forever home. And I hope that next year, somebody is celebrating Mother's Day with Delilah as
Yes.
their pet mama. And a huge shout out to Vanderpump Dogs for saving her from her prior environment.
So I'm going to take this as a great segue into our next conversation with Andrew, a pet daddy from Fresh Patch. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we are always looking for ways to increase value to being a member of the Palms and Paws Plus community. And one way, a big way that we can do that is by partnering with organizations that we love and we think that you will love them. And they are happily able to extend exclusive offers to you, our beloved members. So if you haven't yet done so, please, please, please go check out the shop area of Palms and Paws Plus, and you're going to see this page growing every single week with very cool things. So you will already find Fresh Patch, Oxy Fresh, Sand and Paws, our dear friends Modern Beast, and I'm dying to tell you about a couple of others that are in the works. I'm going to bite my tongue and just tease you. Hopefully you will pop back in next month and you will see like what? So we wanted to have a quick chat with Andrew because Fresh Patch is also doing a lot of incredible work with organizations that we partner with, like Vanderpump Dogs and Wags and Walks and some other orgs that we love and adore. So here's Andrew, pet daddy to the amazing Oakley with two lopsided ears.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Andrew, how
How's
you
it going?
doing?
Doing great.
Yay, he's got a
Nice.
mic too.
Oh my gosh, this is serious. Whoa.
Yeah, this is our I'm actually in our whole we have a whole podcast
Holy Moses, look at this
studio.
thing.
So I'm
Wait,
just
I
off
see
in
a
the
dog.
comes with a
Oh
beautiful
yeah,
beard.
that's my dog. That's Oakley. Oh no, he's coming to say hi.
Oakley.
Oakley.
Wait, say hi.
Okay.
Say
Okay, what's the
hi.
story with that adorable ear? That is incredible.
I know, right? That's his biggest compliment. That's so funny you mentioned that. I call it his swag ear. We got the regular. We don't know. We fostered him 2 years ago, and he ended up being a failed foster. And that's just how his ear is.
So let me jump back real quick. I need to dig into the origin story just a teeny bit of Fresh Patch. Tell me, how did the first seed of fresh grass for urban pet owners get planted? Wah, wah, wah. How'd you guys come up with the idea, and how is it being on the set of Shark Tank?
Yeah, so our founder Andrew Feld had a little epiphany one night. I know from the stories I've been told, he was found out he was having his first daughter and was jobless and was like, I need to figure
Oh,
something out. You know, I
that's a
need
bad
to,
night.
yeah, right. And that's what I always tell him, like, ooh, you must have been really stressed that night. He's like, I was indeed. So he said he slept on it, and then the next day he kind of just had this epiphany where he's like, what if I just brought grass in for my dog? And the big caveat to that too was they moved from Los Angeles, being in a home with a yard, to Miami, where they were up in a high-rise balcony situation, and his dog was just not having it. He said he went through many trials and tribulations, pee pads, synthetic turf. Dog was just not taking to it, and then here comes along this idea, and he went to his local nursery, grabbed a piece of sod, brought it up to his balcony, and the dog took to it instantly. So he said, light bulb, I think I found exactly what I've been looking for.
It's one of those ideas that seems so obvious. Anyone with an entrepreneurial spirit, you're kind of hoping for that particular light bulb where it's like, I think I've thought of something brilliant. It's so brilliant.
Yeah, no, I agree. We get that all the time. Even, family and friends that I tell, like, where do you work now or whatever? And I tell them, they're like, why didn't I think of that? Like, that is just so simple, but so awesome at the same time, So I agree. Yeah, it is a really such a light bulb moment for Mr. Feld.
And Shark
Huge.
Tank was a nice little feather in
Yes.
your cap, for sure.
Def funny story with that too, and we joke about it now. He's like, I didn't say anything during the time, but I guess 2 days before recording, he actually broke his foot
Oh.
and he couldn't walk. And that would have been a liability for Shark Tank. And he was like, I can't tell them. I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna, power through this, do the
Wow.
pitch. Because I've tried for 3 years and I'm not gonna get denied again, So
Yeah.
fun fact, and I actually have it, this is right here behind me.
Yeah.
Recording only, but viewers, yeah, this is the one of the pictures from the Shark Tank pitch, and right there he actually has a broken foot. So
Whoa. And so who wore the dog costume?
for the Shark Tank pitch, that's Andrew's sister, Lori. Yeah.
Oh,
So
he reined in his
yeah,
sister.
Ranger. Yeah, another fun story there. She couldn't see. You can't see through that head. No openings or anything. So like she was trying her best to maneuver around and everything. And it's even funny on the actual episode, they like go to high five each other at the end and they don't miss, but like you can totally tell she like cannot see anything. So
Well, and so talk a little bit about your mission and how you carry that out with organizations like Vanderpump Dogs.
yeah, of course. So, our mission is to, of course, provide real grass to every dog, cat, rabbit, any pet in your life, and, educating people that there is a natural alternative to potty training, pottying in general, with real grass. We want to get people off pee pads, synthetic turf. I could go on and on, but, just the most common things. Messing up landfills, bacteria growth on synthetic turf. So we want to educate people on why real grass is the most beneficial for your pet. And then that does transfer into our efforts with our rescues. We love providing grass to them, and we do that on a weekly basis. So the goal there is to not only give the puppies, dogs that are up for adoption at their facility, that comfort in their pens and making sure, it also translates into the adoption process. We have people that are hesitant. Hey, I don't have a yard, I don't have this, and that's where Fresh Patch kind of comes into play with providing that piece of real grass and giving not only the owner the peace of mind, but the pet.
So people
Amazing.
listening, I mean, everyone is like probably saying, "Oh my gosh, this sounds really cool." And we have a really special exclusive offer to our members. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. So, super grateful to be partnering with Palms and Paws moving forward, and we do have that exclusive offer, 20% off your entire purchase on freshpatch.com. So,
And you
yeah.
can get the code because there's a special code. You can
Yes.
get that in our shop area, in our members area. So
Yep. So,
thank
yeah.
you.
No, very excited to of course partner and yeah, offer a nice discount to all your members. Delilah is a lovely story too, so hopefully a lucky mom or dad is ready to pick up Delilah. We would all love that. So for all the listeners, go check out Vanderpumps and Delilah. Cool. Well,
Blast talking to you, Andrew. Take
yep.
care. Have a great rest of the week. That was so fun. Well, we're coming to a close here, Mom. I just wanted to thank you so much for not just joining us on this podcast, but for just being the best mom I could have ever possibly asked for. You're one in a million, truly. And your adventurous spirit was always something that was a very kindling force and a guiding light for me. Always just being excited to go on a spontaneous road trip or see if that animal on the side of the road was okay, bring it home so we could, try and nurse it back to health. I mean, it's just you've really shown me the right way to be, and yeah, I just love you so much. So thank you for joining us on this podcast. Greta Rose, thank you for co-hosting as
Oh my
always.
gosh, I need tissues. You two are so beautiful.
And Ma, I think you can close us out here if you'd like.
Best is yet to come.
Woohoo!
Best is yet to come. Thanks for joining, everybody. We will see you next month.
See you next month.